Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, the Texas redistricting plan made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But here in New York State, we're just now getting a look at the new maps for New York State Senate and Assembly districts for the next decade after the 2010 census. And what do the new district lines show us, Governor Andrew Cuomo?
You can see that these maps were politically drawn. You can say, well, it's a political process, but I think these maps have had an undue amount of political influence.
Redistricting, the topic that makes average people yawn, but that is hugely important to how politics and policy come out. In the five boroughs, the maps shift district lines enough to create a few majority Asian American communities and districts in Queens and Brooklyn. It also breaks up Hispanic communities on Long Island. And there's a new Senate district in Albany, a move that critics say dilutes downstate's political influence. Joining me now to talk about the new maps and why they may not be the final maps is Jerry Vadamala, attorney for the Asian American Legal Defense Fund. Welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And I guess the good news here for Asian Americans is that there would be a majority Asian American district created in the New York State Senate, including Flushing and other areas around there in Queens. And on the Assembly side, there would be three Asian American majority districts up from one.
That's right. And, you know, it's something we pushed for in our Unity map. We worked with Latino Justice along with the National Institute for Latino Policy and Center for Law and Social Justice to sort of put forth a map that keeps communities of interest together for the communities of color across New York City.
And the majority Asian American districts on this draft of the map are really just bare majorities with just over 50%. As I've read it. So what does that mean for political participation? Do you expect Asian officials to be elected from those districts? Is that the goal, to have Asian faces in the legislature, or to empower people in certain neighborhoods and they elect whoever they want? What does it mean if you have 52%?
Well, you know, it depends. What we were concerned about was that the Asian American community, communities across New York City, were divided into numerous legislative districts. Therefore, that community was not able to elect a candidate of their choice. And that's what we tried to remedy here in our Unity map, in our proposal, was allowing the community to elect a candidate of their choice, not necessarily an Asian American. You know, the Asian American majority district in Flushing, presently represented by Grace Meng, that's actually 62% Asian American. Mm-hmm. It's the highest percentage. But when that was first drawn 10 years ago, it did not elect an Asian American. It took a few election cycles for an Asian American to be elected in that district. So, you know, this is not necessarily about electing an Asian American. It's about allowing that community to have an equal amount of voting power in their communities.
And listeners, if you want to take a look at the maps released by the Legislative Redistricting Panel, they are available online on our website. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can see the proposed Senate and Assembly maps there. Districts in all shapes and sizes. Make your own jigsaw puzzle of New York State and see the one that the legislators have come up with. So if it was a good day for Asian Americans and Asian American majority legislative districts, not so good, I think, for Latino districts. And joining us now is Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ramos of Long Island. Assemblyman, are you there? Assemblyman,
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Assemblyman Ramos?
I can hear you very low, but I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, let's give it a shot.
Okay.
So I gather that the growing Latino populations of Long Island, which is hardly Levittown of the 1950s anymore, were kind of all chopped up. Tell us your impression of the district map.
Well, you know, there's some good news and bad news. I think the Assembly has shown a commitment to Long Island by adding a district. But on the Senate side, again, we have a map that disenfranchises a minority community, which is has been traditionally the case when they draw the lines. The Senate instead decided to add a seat up in upstate Albany instead of Long Island, which needs more representation on the minority side, and because that is the fastest growing segment of that community, of the population of Long Island.
And we heard Governor Cuomo discuss in the clip we played how political the process is. The Assembly is controlled by Democrats, and the Senate is controlled by Republicans, which makes for two competing agendas for these maps. So I guess it's not surprising that the Assembly would create maps that, create more Democratic districts, including maybe more ethnic minority districts, and the Senate would draw maps that that weaken you.
Yeah, it's it is a flawed process, and I am in support of an independent redistricting commission, although cautiously in support, because how you create a body that's independent is just such a difficult task. Traditionally, the minority community has had to depend on the courts for relief and for justice when it comes to voting rights.
And last week, the governor was asked about this redistricting process, and he has said he would veto any map that came to him from the redistricting commission because it's not independent. But he was asked why he hasn't brought this to the people and elevated the profile of this issue as much as he has with marriage equality or some other things. And here was his response.
It's a technical issue of how you're going to restructure a legislative body. It's not about them. It's not about their family. It's not about their job. It's not about their taxes. It's not about their child's education. And it would take a lot of time to educate themselves, and they don't have that much time.
He sounds bored just talking about it, Mr. Vadamala.
I think the governor has attempted to bring the issue to the forefront, but as he said, it's not an emotional issue. It's not something that really sparks the attention of a lot of people. So, although he has made attempts to bring this issue out, I don't think it's something that people are thinking about that much.
So, Jerry Vadamala from the Asian American Legal Defense Fund, just take 30 seconds and characterize the importance of this issue, because I'm sure a lot of listeners right now, they just heard the spicy conversation about Gingrich versus, Romney versus Obama. That's politics. And then they hear, redistricting. But I think it's really important. That's why we're talking about it. Why do you think it's really important?
Well, it's really important because it's the opportunity for the community to elect a candidate of their choice. Now, you can either recognize that right, or you can dilute that community. And unfortunately for people of color and keeping race outside of this, communities are divided all across New York City. What we urged LATFOR to do was keep communities of common interest, communities that have common shared concerns, to be in one legislative district. Because when you are represented by one representative, you get more effective representation. If you are 25% or less than a district, you can't really rely on your representative to represent you adequately.
But there certainly will be many listeners who hear the two of you and think, well, wait, is this what politics reduces to, your ethnic group, when drawing district lines for legislature, for Congress, for whatever? Well, if it's really a nonpartisan redistricting process that's not created to, unfairly empower or dilute anybody's voting strength, why don't you just take the whole map of New York State, divide it up into equal squares or rectangles, and those are the districts, Jerry?
Well, I think regardless of race, people would disagree with that because communities are not defined solely by race. But, if you were to divide it into equal squares, you divide communities regardless of race. If you could go right through Flushing, you could go right through, any community in New York City, regardless of race, and it would divide the community. I can tell you with the Asian American majority Senate district that was drawn, we're not happy about it. Okay, it's a majority, but that's not what we asked for. We asked to keep communities of common interest together, centered in Flushing. Now, they got the centered in Flushing part right, but that's about it.
Assemblyman, you wanted to chime in on that before we go?
Yeah, basically what happens is that if they were to divide it up into equal squares throughout the state, it would disenfranchise many parts of the community. The fact that people of a certain ethnic group live in large numbers in a certain area, really, what happens is their reality is very similar. Their living circumstances are very similar. They are people of common interests, and who happen to be of a certain ethnic group. But when you add them to other ethnic groups, for instance, when you add a district like mine that is over 50% Hispanic, and then you have an 18% African American, that African American experience is also very similar, in economic status. And you know, you're driving down the same neglected streets, you're having issues, the same issues in the schools. So even though you have a majority of one group, there's other ethnicities within that district who have a similar reality. Drawing a line as if, for instance, in my district, when you march down the Puerto Rican Day Parade on Fifth Avenue, you have your 1 foot in one Senate district and another foot in another Senate district. That's a disgrace.
Phil Ramos, Democratic Assemblyman, represents Central Islip in Suffolk County. And Jerry Vadamala represents the Asian American Legal Defense Fund. These district lines, as drawn by the legislature, are just one step in this process, and we will see where it goes from here. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian, so much.
And again, listeners, if you want to see those district lines as drawn by the Assembly and the Senate, we have their map on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, is there any such thing as an ethically manufactured cell phone? After our conversation Friday about working conditions at Apple factories in China, we will try to find one. Stay with us. An ethically manufactured cell phone. Is there such a thing?